We're at the 2015 National FFA Convention, Louisville, Kentucky, and we've got several proficiency awards for the state of Oklahoma once again. One of those proficiency awards comes from Vanita FFA, Lisa Stemple. Lisa, tell me a little bit about your particular proficiency.
My proficiency is about poultry, and they're actually heritage breed poultry. And the heritage breed poultry are poultry that are going extinct due to the industry of meat and layer leghorns that we have, because they're breeding those one particular breeds that they don't need any other breeds that we have in today's world. So we're losing them. They're dying off. And with the heritage breed that I do, I show them. So I go around the world and show the birds, as well as breed and sell the birds around the world to consumers that want it.
Around the world? No, you literally.
Yeah, from the United States to other areas as well.
So tell me, what got you interested in these heritage breeds?
Well, my ag advisor had 5 little Partridge Roundup Bantam chickens that she gave me to take and watch them for her until she found somebody. And I went to my first county fair show, and I won with them. And I just didn't know that there was that whole kind of deal that you could show them. And then I started finally looking up different breeds, and I got the Standard of Perfection book that has all breeds of poultry and what endangered list they're on. And just there's so many different varieties of geese and ducks and chickens that it just made it so fun to start on them.
So how have you been able to market these animals?
The way I've been able to market them is going to shows, as well as going online to Poultry Show Central, as well as having breeders talk to other breeders saying that I have this kind of birds and they've done this well throughout the show years.
What sort of skills have you picked up along the way as far as, you know, handling your animals, marketing them, all these things?
The skills I've learned is by management of money, as well as parasite control, as well as becoming an NPIP certified tester, and that's for the Polarim typhoid testing for diseases. So I'm certified in Oklahoma to test any birds in Oklahoma for the disease.
And what exactly, well, you know, what's the advantage of that for you to be that certified tester?
The advantage for me is that I don't have to spend money to have all my birds paid for, as well as I can make a small income of having people pay me to test their flock to be clean flocked.
Which diseases are you actually checking for then?
Mainly Polarim typhoid disease. So,
tell me, you know, what you've gone through your high school years through FFA now into OSU. What's FFA meant to you?
FFA meant to me that courage, pursuing what you want to do and to not give up in a way, pretty much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.